Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Personalities and attitude. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, my grandma would tell my mom and my cousin's mom and my other cousin's mom, bring them over, bring them all over. And they used to be like, Grandma, do you really want all those kids there with you? And I, now that I'm older, I understand, you know.
Yep.
Grandma just got a kick out of watching all of us and seeing different characteristics and traits of the family portrayed through us. So, you know, that was a good thing. That was a great time. Also, speaking of a great time, I must thank everyone who sent a post through Facebook, who called, who texted, and everything, man, because this 51st birthday was great. Was great.
Hey, Kel, I know you're doing your thank you, but I forgot. Your gift sitting right here at the door, it was just so much going on over here. You know, it slipped my mind because I thought we was all going to hang out, but I had, you know, we had the grandbabies. So it slipped my mind, but we got something for you.
Okay, that's what's up. For real, I'm going to tell you, it's not that it slipped my mind, but you guys do so much, you know, behind the scenes, not just with Kel's Corner, but with our union and our friendship that I honestly didn't even think about you guys giving a gift, you know what I mean, because you do so much, so, you know, but... But that is great. I appreciate that. I'm not going to. I ain't turning it down. But you know,
I know,
just,
that's right.
You know, thank you guys in advance. You know, my co-host, my sister, my brother, my pal. You know, I love you guys to pieces. You know what I mean? But we went to Restaurant 55 in Hyattsville, and girl. Your boy, I was trying to find that joker, and I'm stopping and asking people, you know, are you familiar with it? Do you know where it is? And, you know, I stopped at this gas station on Kenilworth Avenue, and I'm serious, it felt like I was in Suitland for Spanish people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
'Cause I saw dudes that, you know, hang out at our gas stations in the local area over there in Hyattsville, hanging out at the gas stations, you know. We got this dude, we call him Video Stan, because he's always dressing like he's about to jump in somebody's music video, you know. Everything they wear in the music videos, he tries to wear or mimic. So I saw a Video Stand over in Hyattsville, you know what I mean? And it's funny, right? I liken it to Sesame Street, you know, even though Sesame Street is going through all the ridicule that it is right now. But I liken it to Sesame Street, how all the neighborhood had all these different characters. And okay. I'm serious. I felt like I was in Suitland's Sesame Street in Hyattsville, you know. But we went to the party. Debo and I and my cousin and my twin and his buddies. And, man, we had a ball, man. We had a ball. Kim, girl, what can I say? We love you, baby.
She showed up?
Kim put on the... Yeah, she showed up and showed out. And I was like, okay, I love you again. Yeah, man. Hey, look, and then it was a moment, right? Now, Debo going to say that she was looking at him because that's how Debo is. But for real, she was looking at your boy. Yeah, I thought about gave me that little thumbs up. Yeah, I thought about, I was like, ah! She looked at me. I was like, she looked at me. So, nah, let me stop. But she did. She was giving us attention. We were in the VIP area up above the band, behind the band and above the band. So we got a view of Kim doing her thing that we normally don't get. Now, I'm going to say this. I really got to do better, Treece, because the waitresses bought the complimentary bottles of Hennessy to our table. And they had those little flashing sticks, you know.
Little sparklers.
Yes. But they weren't sparklers. They were just like flashers, like LED rods, you know, for lack of a better term.
The little LED light,
that little
lamp.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Girl, them bammers, I was like, I said, where they going with that? And Debo was like, oh, they coming over here. I was like, no. And my brother was like, you don't make no damn sense, boy. I was like, what you talking about? He said, you done got so much dirt. Now you scared, you know. Bama's be watching where those lights are going. You know what I mean? And instantly you think it in your mind, yeah, I'm going to get them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them 49 years old.
That day, a Bama plot on me, it'll be just be for practice. I ain't lying. They be doing that for practice.
Yeah, but it was our birthday, so I had, you know, few to a couple of dollars in me, on me, you know. So,
there you go.
Debo said she saluted us, and she did. Miss Kim, she saluted us up there on the VIP platform. It was a great night. It was a great night. But yeah, that thing scared me, Trees. I was like, man, why these bamboo guys come up here with them flags of light? You know, each one of them had like four, you know. They had like two in each hand. And I'm like, how the hell did y'all turn these flashing lights and drinks and buckets of ice and all this? I was like, man, goodness gracious, y'all. Yeah, they are professionals. They are professionals. But I'm saying, y'all, they ain't had to put a brother through that heartache that they did with them bringing that attention over to us. I didn't want all that attention, you know. I'm pretty sure some people enjoyed it, but I was one of the ones that was like, no, thank you. Have a nice day.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
You and your brother, Diva, all the boys hanging out. Y'all had fun. That was good.
Exactly. We had a ball, and girl, the chicken wings, forget about it.
I can't.
Chicken wings as good as, them chicken wings as good as the most. And they went perfect. And you know what? Real quick, I am going to lead the march. I'm going to lead the march for more clubs to have Heineken Zero in it, okay? I'm serious. I'm like, why y'all don't have Heineken Zero? You know, Heineken Zero. Heineken Zero are the only ones that are absolutely non-alcohol. They have no alcohol in them whatsoever. That's the Heineken Zero. So
okay.
I'm like, you know, come on, man, you know. I don't want Amstel and all of those other guys. I mean, you know, they're fine, you know.
Oh, dude.
It has 5% alcohol. 5% alcohol. And I was just like, man.
Okay.
Yeah, 5% alcohol. So, you know, I'm just like, come on, man. I'm sick and tired of going places and y'all don't have my Heineken Zero, man. Get together. Get together, DMV. All right.
I know, that's right.
Now, again, thank you all for the birthday wishes. Thank the people that came out and party with us, the people that sent their love, their Facebook posts, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We really, truly, truly appreciate that. I want to send a special happy anniversary to my brother Ted and his wife. Don't ask me how long it's been. When we bring Ted on, we're going to ask him how long it's been. But I know that their anniversary is the 24th of July, which is 3 days after my brother and I's birthday. And Ted looks sharp, y'all, with the nice little linen shirt and the slick little pants and shoes. And bruh had his hair cut. I said, Dapper Dan that jumped out on the banner. You got that back?
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Okay. On this episode of Tales Corner, we will discuss the last week of the MLB trade deadlines, and teams are going after players and pieces that they believe will help their team. Nats outfielder Juan Soto continues to be a hot piece for so many teams. If as I say, I think Soto's not going anywhere. I think Juan Soto is going to stay here, and I'll get into why I say that. You know. Oh goodness gracious! I don't know if my place, Trees. Okay, and I'll discuss why it is I say that. Former Laker player auctions off his NBA championship rings to aid children in his homeland. That's going to be a story we talk about. NBA brothers are one step from them all playing on the same team. Three teams have emerged showing serious interest in Russell Westbrook. What do you think? What do you think? And think about this one, Tree. What do you guys think will be a good trade package for KD, for Kevin Durant? What would be a good trade package for Kevin Durant? NBA champion and legend Rasheed Wallace has chosen to not join the Lakers coaching staff. Why do you think the change of heart? What changed Rasheed's mind? What do you think made him say no? Going into the NFL, who will start week one of the NFL regular season as the Carolina Panthers quarterback? Will it be Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield? What does the Kyler Murray clause in his contract say to you? And if you guys haven't looked over that, That might be a good quick read, the clause that is in Kyler Murray's contract. You know, we were all celebrating him and all for him for receiving the contract. But I want you to look over some things that he has to do in order to obtain that money. Wow. Dallas Cowboy head coach Wade Phillips kind of got Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy. Maybe that's why he's so mad. People don't know who he is. Anyway, Mike McCarthy was kind of upset today because they opened training camp today, and every question asked of McCarthy was his job, and does he feel comfortable, and is he on the hot seat? And Mike McCarthy took it to the heart and kind of went off on a couple of reporters for asking him that. So I want to figure out what you guys say about that. Were the reporters right or wrong? Who on your team will be the rebound player of the season? I need his name and position. For example, and I'm not going to play this game, but for example, I would say Chase Young, defensive tackle, or defensive end, I'm sorry. Chase Young, defensive end. That's who I think will have the breakout return player position for the Washington football team. Let's take a look at the close remaining free agent quarterbacks and find them a home, man. Let's find them a home, y'all, because there's some good free agents out there that are just out there. Teams are starting to report to camp, and these guys don't have a home. So let's put our thinking cap on and find them a home. All right. All these stories and much, much, much more on today's Kale's Corner episode. I'm telling you, listen, call your people. Let them know. Get in before we really, really, really get to going with this football season, because I'm telling you, things get real special around here when football starts. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Lady T, you good with that?
I'm good with that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Thank you. Far too kind.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all
y'all know where I'm lurking. Yeah, can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's crazy dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, global spread. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep,
yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Ah, MLB trade deadline approaching next week, y'all. Next week, the whole trade conversation will be over, and things are heating up around the Nationals' Juan Soto. Now, in the beginning, I said I don't believe Juan Soto will be going anywhere. Now, let me tell you guys why. Juan Soto is a selling piece for the Learners. Whoever the new owner is, they're going to want a guy like Juan Soto on their team. And Juan Soto is a piece that you have, you keep, and build around. You don't just let a guy like that go. And I think that the contract offer that the Learners gave him was a more of a starting mark of what the new owners are going to have to produce or put up for Juan Soto to stay in Washington. That's just me. And there are plenty of other players that teams are looking at and trying to obtain their services, but Juan Soto, his name is just like floating everywhere. His name is mm-hmm. the one name that's going all around MLB. So, you know, I just, you know, I look at it like this, man. You're trying to sell fruit on the side of the road. You don't sell your, I mean, you don't give away your best looking fruit to your neighbor. You know, you keep that best fruit to sell it, you know, all the fruit. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you help your neighbor out with what is left, but you sell your best in the beginning. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. But I don't think he's going to be there. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I don't think Juan Soto is going to be there unless they give him more money. If they offer him more money than what they've already offered him, then I see him staying. But if he don't, it's going to be a trade, like one of those big trades with like 4 or 5 players, 2 or 3 teams. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like mm-hmm. that. It's going to be okay. Because this man, he like one of those type of players that's in the bubble all by himself. Like he's a phenom, you know. Like he's a freak of nature. Like he's, you know, he's one of those type of players. And so to get right. something for him, you have to empty out the refrigerator. All the cabinets gonna be empty.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you don't want to empty out all the cabinets, yeah, if you don't want to empty out all the cabinets, that's when you bring in other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you start bringing in other teams. How about y'all going with me? We make it a 3-way deal. You get this one, you get that one, we get one. You know, like that. It's going to go like around the table. It's going to be like three to four teams and like 4 to 5 different players going to be moved around in order to make this work.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think they'll stay on the MLB roster? Or will they also go down into the minor league?
Ain't nobody minor. Well, he might get one or two. He might get one or two. Somebody get that. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. Going to the minor league. It's nothing wrong with going to the minor league. But he's one of those type of players. Like, they not looking for no minor players. Mm-hmm. You may get one or two might be caught up in the funk, the wind that's turning around, you know how things get spent around and people get turned around. He go to one or two of them might be in that in there. But, no, he's going to get some names. It's going to be some big names moving around.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Everyone, from Albert Pujols to Bryce Harper, all these guys started out as minor league players. So, you can go to the minor league and find good players, stars. It's just a matter of they're ready to come up and handle the show, the big game. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's nothing wrong with going to the minor leagues.
But what I'm saying is, it's nobody that's gonna be in the trade that's already in the MLB playing that's gonna have to go to the minor leagues. That's not gonna happen. I personally don't think that's gonna happen. They may bring some people up from the minor league, but ain't nobody that's already here that they traded for is going down to the minor league. And like you said, ain't nothing wrong with going to the minor league. But
no,
from MLB
I'm not saying
to the minor league, that's not going to happen.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying do you think they'll use minor league players to complete this trade? Do you see whatever team coming at the Nets using, say, a minor league pitcher or minor league shortstop or outfielder? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I see what you're saying. Only those type of players?
No,
with
you.
The big names?
Okay. Yes. To throw the kitchen sink at somebody, you have to utilize everything at your disposal. And major and minor league players are at your disposal. So you got to use them to help you throw that kitchen sink. All right? That's all. All right, let's take a call. What's up, bro? Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate it. Hey, how y'all doing? Kale's Corner family. Appreciate it, brother. Y'all heard your soliloquy. Thank you. And as I told you, happy birthday to you.
How many 27
years married. 27 years married, 29 together.
Wow. Ain't God good, man? That's what's up.
Yeah,
27 years. Boy, I'm trying to survive 27 days, man. But come on,
I'll tell you what.
Well, go ahead. So what is your say on this MLB trade line? Do you think Juan Soto going to continue to stay here in Watson, or you think you're going to go ahead and move?
Right, I don't know. That ain't my team, so I ain't really been following it. But I heard everything you guys say, so you know I agree. Like you said, they're going to have to come with something to get that whoever want them, you know. And you guys is on point. Like you said, they're going to use everything at their disposal, you know, from minor league player to major league player. So, you know, but everybody getting that big bag, man. It's outrageous what they get paid now, man, you know.
Man, Juan Soto, correct me if I'm wrong, but Juan Soto has already turned down $440 million. Over a 15-year span, $440 million. So just imagine what that bag would be like.
But if you average it out, that's only $20 million a year. In 3 years, he's going to be underpaid.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So why would he take that? If you offering me $20 million every year for 3 years, $60 million, I'd take that, thank you, for 3 years. Because next year, in 3 years, that fourth year, I'm going to have to opt out so I can get some more money from y'all. I'm going to be at 27, 28. So he was smart by not taking that for 15 years being locked in like that. That's no. No.
Yeah, that's what's up. Let's go to another brother. What's up, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
Kale's Corner family, much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big brother?
Hey, what's going on, Chang? How you doing, big bro?
Happy anniversary, brother Ted, to you and your lovely wife. May y'all have 27. You were 29, right?
Yeah, well, 27 married, 29 together, but that was 29. Mm-hmm. Might as well say 29 married, Jack.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Throw that all in there,
Jack. From day one. Huh, man?
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Indeed.
Congratulations,
indeed.
Bro.
Thank you.
But,
thank you, brother.
Listen to y'all talk about that Juan Soto, man. I hope he don't go. I don't want him to go. But, you know, like y'all say, if the learner's leaving and, you know, he don't know what owner's going to be here. He don't know what place he's going to be here. I just don't know what's in his mind. He might want to leave just because of all of that. And then again, he might want to stay here to be the number one star of the team, which that's what he would be when the next crew come in, at least starting off for right now.
They can at least be around him.
Exactly. They definitely can. You know what I'm saying? But like I was just saying, his mind probably all over the place because he don't know who coming in as the owners. He don't know what to look forward to. So he might be out of here.
Yeah.
And
Let's think positively that he'll be here for the next 15 years. Let's think positively.
Well, he got to secure that bag. That bag must be secure. You know, we say $440 million, but for real, let's keep it real, y'all. And MLB, that's a joke. That's a joke in the National
Baseball League.
Because you mm-hmm. know pretty much there's no such thing as a 14-year contract. You know, like Teresa right. said, after 3 years, you're looking to opt out. So what is his signing bonus, you know? Which was something that they never really released. What was the signing
right.
bonus on this money, you know? And it just, you know, it's a crazy situation. But secure that bag and you know, I think Juan Soto will be the first player to ever leave one of my teams. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to root for that team, but I'll continue to root for him unless they play us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's go to 57. Let's go
I've
to 57.
Hey, 57.
We are gathered here today.
What's up, 57?
Uh-huh.
To wish Ted a happy anniversary. Him and his lovely wife. And wish you so many more. May God continue to keep his wonderful hand on you, your marriage, and your wife and family, so we can see you again another year celebrating this happy reunion. This happy reunion, I should say.
Aww.
Thank you. Appreciate
no, that's right.
Always,
right.
Hey, so hey, let me tell you something,
let me get my
we look. We might disagree on some things in sports, bro, but I admire you, man, because a marriage is some work. It's like being an alcoholic. One day at a time. One day at a time. That's how you survive these years, bro. You know? That's how we survive. Yes, it is.
Hey.
Yes, it is.
It's like a drug addict. Hey, we going to even chop it down to that. It's like one minute at a time. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because it's changing. You can be angry, you know what I'm saying, but you got to have that strength to apologize, and even if you're wrong at times, and you know, be happy times, but, hey, it's work. You like, bottom line, it's work, brother.
It's work. And not just on one side. Yep. You know, but, you know, it's the people that love each other, man, that make it to where you are right now, Ted. So congratulations.
It's all about God.
Congratulations.
It's all about God. Appreciate
yes, sir.
You. Thank you so
always.
Much.
Always. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you,
to the baseball,
you.
I have to agree with Sis, Kale. You don't Juan Soto, you don't use Juan Soto to get minor league players. Juan Soto is a Herschel Walker type trade. You're going to get some established players that are already out there if he's going to stay here.
Come on.
But I don't think he's going to stay here. I don't think he's gonna stay here. I heard everything you said. I'm just commenting on that one part right now. I'm coming back. If Juan Soto wanted to stay here, he'd have went ahead and signed that contract. He knows that, first of all, the contract is a joke. Juan Soto is probably the first player that right now at this moment he can demand $50 million a year. So he know that 15-year contract is a joke because, like Sis says, he's only going to be making like $26 million a year. Baseball is real money. Out of all the sports out there, baseball is where the real money is. And he knows that they got the money to pay him. So he's not going to sign that contract. They're not going to bring any minor league players, even though, like Sis said, you already got your thumb on the minor league players who you want to see and everything. Mm-hmm. But with a Juan Soto, you want some established guys to come to your team. And he's not going to stay there knowing that he's already won a world championship. Now he got to stay there and suffer through maybe 4 or 5 years of rebuilding the team. But he knows he can go anywhere he wants to play ball. So those are the factors that you gotta look at right now. He can control. He doesn't have the type of contract where he has no say so. He can say if he wants to stay in D.C. or not. He can leave if he wants to. So I don't think he's gonna stay here for no 15 years and for that amount of money. That's small potatoes right there.
That's what I say, 57, and I say if he do stay, they're going to have to up the ante. They're going to have to put some more money. They're going to have to put some more money on the table for him to stay.
Yeah, they're going to have to get into that greed factor, sis.
Either him wanting to leave, though, right, it's going to be hard for people to pick him up. That's why I say it's going to be two or three different teams trying to pick him up because one team trying to pick him up. Ain't nobody got enough money to do that, because they don't
have enough money to pick him up, then they're going to throw everything that they can at him, at the team, to facilitate that trade. That's all I'm saying. Minor league players are not off the offering.
Juan Soto plays for the Cubs.
You don't go out and use a star player like Juan Soto to get no minor league players. You're going to get star players. You're not going to get no minor league players for Juan Soto.
You guys are not. The minor league.
Calm down, Cam. Calm down. You're about to break your phone.
God damn. The minor league
about to break your phone.
Will be add-ons. They
already got their thumb on the minor league, bruh. They already got their thumb on the minor league. They know who's in the minor league. Those positions are already being pushed. You're not going to use Juan Soto to get a minor league player. That's a project.
You're not going to use a star to get a project.
I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're missing the point. The point is...
You said that.
Yes.
Hold on,
yes.
57.
They're going to have major league players, big-time players, in that trade. But to facilitate the trade and for as many teams as Treese had stated will be a part of that, guess what? All of those teams don't have big-name players. What do they have? A lot of prospects, a lot of good players who are prognosticated to be great. That's what they have. So, yes,
they ain't getting up no
players
game.
Will. Okay.
Hey,
we've seen it before,
Kale. Like I understand what you're saying. Like I've seen them get players for minor league players and stuff like that. I've seen that happen before. But see, Juan Soto is a different type of player. Like they don't want no minor league players. I don't care what kind of potential they got. They don't want them. They want some established players that we already know what they could do. We've seen what they could do. They got a resume. You know what I mean? Like, those are the teams that is trying to, that's gonna get him. Like they don't want no minor.
So everybody that will be a part of this trade, you're telling me they have those established players.
What I'm telling you is, listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that they're going to get some big name players. Now, in the three teams that's doing the trade, yes, 102 minor leaguers might end up in the trade with them, but that's not what they're focused on. Is what I'm saying.
Nobody
it's any minor league player.
That.
But what I'm saying is
nobody
they want some big names.
No one is focused on that but you two. No one is focused on that but you two.
Exactly.
Come on, Ted. Come on, Ted.
I can add this.
Just like I'm not focused, they're not going to be focused. They're not even thinking about no minor league players right now for Juan Soto. They thinking money and they thinking players.
Right. The most money... The most money and the best players. The most money and the best players. But you cannot tell me
best
that
minor
league players will
best
not be involved to facilitate the whole move. That's all.
No, they won't. I'll say they won't.
Come on,
Ted. Okay, well, you can say that. Come on, Ted. Come
on.
I'm
missing
my opinion.
You're missing my point.
Isn't that the wrong solo that used to play for the Isn't that the Juan Soto that used to play with the Cubs?
No, Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
23 years old, 25, something like that.
Okay, this is not the Juan. Okay, this is
not
the one.
Ron,
what did he win his championship
Ron.
With? He played with the Nationals, won the championship when they won?
He was in that last title.
Quiet as kept, he replaced
Bryce Harper. His bat replaced Bryce Harper's bat. We didn't need Bryce anymore once Juan Soto came into his own. That's why it was easy to trade Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
Okay.
And
well,
then
Bryce
they still won.
Bryce wanted
whether
to leave,
he wanted
too.
To, whether he wanted to or not.
They offered him the
Soto
money to stay, the same amount of money almost, and he wanted to leave here.
Somebody need to mute their phone.
Anyway, we'll see what goes on. The MLB trade deadline is next week. So we'll see exactly. And not to mention, Soto has been kind of standoffish from this whole ordeal. He's really allowing his agents and representatives to broker his deal and do his thing with it. And I think that's good. You concentrate on your side and have the people that work for you concentrate on their side and get the best deal for you. So, you know, that's cool. And you know, I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him nothing
but
the best.
Keep one eye on your money.
Can I say this? May I say this? Look, but people are not paying attention. These guys right now, Soto, they're speaking with their bats and with their play on the field. Nobody's paying attention to the fact that Judge, his contract is up, and they offer him a big amount of money. He wouldn't sign, but he hasn't said anything. He just he's out there playing ball. So if they want to keep him, we're in the same position that the Nationals are. If we want to keep Judge, we got to offer him that money. Up there in New York, it's about the money. It ain't about how many players you can get because we already got the players. It's about the money.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
They don't give it to him.
Yeah. You know, that's why I feel that Soto will either end up in Los Angeles if he decides to leave or New York because they got the money and probably maybe San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that too, but then I was like, I don't know. But
y'all would have to dump a lot of people.
But he'll fit in, I don't know if I'm willing to do that right now. I mean, it ain't even my thing. I'm saying I ain't willing to do it.
Well, what you're saying, anybody is in the running. Anybody willing to dump a lot of people. So we can't.
Oh,
you gotta
be,
but you got your money. You
got
to have the money.
Anybody got an extra
Not all of them got the money.
Saved away somewhere. If they got an extra little saved away somewhere, that's some bullshit.
All right.
And that's
what
he's over. He's not going to go nowhere. He's not going to go nowhere if it ain't no contending team either.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, like he's not going to the doing back? Cubs. I mean, sorry, Ted.
Hey, don't be.
Like,
I was
going to
get Ted
like
that.
If they was healthy, yeah. But they not healthy. So, why go there?
All right.
They not contending.
And that makes sense. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
3782.
It was all good just a week ago. They can steal they sell. And now watch the phone drop, they just kill they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crack on a new stove. I'm in two, though. Do that. They're telling me, you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bet she suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more of me.
Oh, Lord, I forgot how dirty Kanye was over this thing. Former Laker player auctioned off his NBA championship rings to aid children in his homeland. Slava Medvedchenko auctioned off his championship rings to assist the children in his native land, the Ukraine. With everything that's going on with them right now, Slava saw fit to auction off his ring and help those children. And I think that is one of the most selfless, remarkable moves of today that we've seen when it comes to NBA players and their possession. You know, so kudos to Slava, man. And plus, I like saying
kudos.
You know? Slava Medvedchenko. Yeah, that bad.
Medvedchenko.
Let's bring Cap in. What's happening,
hey, Cap?
Hey, family. How's everybody?
Hey,
what's
Cap.
Up, Cap? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Cap? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Good to hear from y'all. Happy anniversary to the lovely couple. May God bless you with many more.
Hey, thank you so much, my brother.
No problem. So y'all still talking about the Latin Griffey, or where we at now?
Hey,
listen, let me tell you something. These young boys, these Latin boys, they want to go to a town where it's Latin friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think D.C. is that.
Mm. What?
Wow. You don't think D.C. Latin friendly?
No, not on his level, no.
I mean, everybody in D.C. can't speak. I mean, but yeah, just the pot, just the melting pot.
Okay, I mean, I
just
haven't seen that. Maybe I ain't been out enough. I know LA got the spots for the Latins, and like that, you know, they got the Angels, you got the Dodgers, you got the.
I was just saying at the top of the show how when I was looking for the nightclub on Saturday night, when, you know, it felt like I was in the part of Hinesville over there by Burger Delight and the thrift store and the go-kart track. And all of that had basically turned Spanish. And you know, not just that area, places in Landover, places in Suitland. I mean, I think it's a very diverse culture as far as you know, Americans and Spanish living together.
Okay, okay. I just know out here with all the politics and the protests and all the political crap, he probably don't want to be around that. He want to go somewhere where it's just party with chicks and wait by and all that little stuff. I don't know. I can't call it.
Yeah.
But also, you got to remember two numbers. When you're looking at contracts and young boys, there's two numbers that matter. The guaranteed money and the money per year. Those are two numbers that matter. The media throw that fluff at you, 400 mil, 400, yeah, that's fluff.
Right.
That's fluff.
No doubt.
Hey, Cap, I like you, man, until you start talking that Baltimore stuff.
It's all good. So I can't bat 1,000. I apologize.
I know that's right, bro.
Hey, Cap.
Yes, sir.
Give him a whole football season. He'll switch up on you. But give him a whole football season. Oh yeah. I'm telling you, man, Kale Corner turns into a different animal come football time.
Check your feelings at the door.
I agree with you on the only two numbers that matter. You know, MLB will throw a big number in the media at us and have us, you know, feeling some type of way towards Juan Soto or about Juan Soto when that's not the best he could have been offered. You know what I mean? He should have been offered more, you know? So I understand exactly what you are saying about that. But, Cap, what do you think about Slava Medvedchenko auctioning off his NBA championship rings, you know?
Well, number one, that's huge and very honorable. And number two, I don't even know who he won with, but they'll get him another one. They'll replace it.
Fact.
Yeah.
I just said the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, lady, you always be on point. You know that.
What team was he on when he won? Anybody know?
Lakers.
No. The Lakers. Not the team. I meant to say not the team, but who was on the team with him? When he won.
Kobe. He was with Kobe.
He won with Kobe?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, I just don't remember him at all.
He was a reserve guard.
He was a reserve guard, could shoot a little bit.
And Jenny Buss, with the heart that she has, it will be nothing for her to replace that for him. So that'll be a good look. That'll be a great look for him. Let's go to the phones again. What's up, D? Sorry it took so long to get to you, bro. How you feeling today?
What's up, D?
I'm good. How everybody doing? I'm good.
What's up, D?
What's up, nephew?
Ain't nothing,
what
are
you
doing, man? We're good with everybody. What are we talking about?
Oh, you don't even know.
Thank you so much.
Auctioned off his ring. He auctioned off his ring to have kids in Ukraine.
Who did?
Slava Medvedchenko.
Medvedchenko. Say it again, Kale. What's his name?
Slava Medvedchenko.
Yeah, Medvedchenko.
Oh, I never even heard of him. He went to the NBA ring and auctioned it off.
That's big.
How much money you get for it? Did anybody know? Oh, okay.
They didn't disclose that. They just acknowledged the fact that he auctioned off not one but two rings. You know,
they ain't put the number to it.
No,
not yet. But you know it's
probably won no big number. It's okay. Hopefully, you know, he's able to take care of them kids, though.
He probably got about 5 or 10,000, maybe more.
Yeah, something around there.
pain. That's it.
I don't know.
I don't know about that
because we're we're talking about a ring that Kobe Bryant was a part of.
100,000, bro. 100,000.
100,000. It's about the person.
It ain't Kobe. You got 100,000 for it.
Okay.
Oh, he got 10,000?
Okay.
I take it back.
Y'all know he did a cap. You know for sure he did?
I just Googled it.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. Way to go, man.
Just about to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did.
That's what's up, man.
So 100,000 for both the rings.
Just to have the heart and the mindset to do that. You know, I feel like that's a great move by a grown man, for real. That's a great move because, I mean, we all know what's going on right now over in the Ukraine. And just for him to be thinking of these children like that, I feel like it's a great thing. Great thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You know, more NBA, NFL stars. Well, there is foreign-born NFL players, and we all know there's a lot of foreign-born NBA and baseball players, and you know, guys of this nature. So. Yeah, man. You know, help your country out, man. In whatever which way you can, you know, because you've been blessed. You're playing a sport for a living. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, and when you're done, you have all type of opportunities, in both in your country and in the United States, that will open up to you. You know, so yeah, kudos to Medvedchenko. And hopefully we'll have other players, athletes following suit. Now, NBA brothers are one step from them all playing on the same team. NBA brothers are one step from them all playing on the same team. And that is Alex Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo. Was picked up by the Wisconsin Herd, which are the minor league for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, hey, listen, before we know it, we'll have Giannis. Help me out, John. What's the other brother's name?
Thanasis.
Boy, you got a name thing going on today, man. And Alex, you know what? These people's got jokes, man. How you, Giannis, Thanasis, and Alex? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
It's another one too. It's four of them, I think.
Yeah. It's one more.
One play with the Lakers, and one with the Lakers. The other two, the one that's just coming in, the only one that don't have a ring. Everybody got a ring except for the one coming in now.
I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen because they already made a movie about it. And the movie comes out sometime at the end of July. So it got to happen. Yep. That's why they moved him to Wisconsin. So they can get him on the team if it's only for a month. So they can, you know, the NBA, all this stuff is set up and rigged, man. All this stuff. I wanted to say one thing, if I can. I admire the dude for selling this ring because it's amazing that as a country, we're supposed to be the most powerful country in the world. We can't help the kids in Ukraine. We can't help Ukraine. We can't get Brittany Griner out of jail. I mean, politics are keeping us from saving our own people. And I'll leave that alone.
Yep.
I ain't even gonna say nothing else. That's why I said I ain't. Cause that's too long. But well, yeah, I agree 1,000%.
I agree. I'm gonna leave that alone.
We be too long.
It's serious. That's a serious statement. And one we should all take serious as Americans, you know, because we're representatives. We are representatives. And though we don't make those big decisions, you know, those decisions represent us. So, you know, it's good point, 57, good point.
All right.
One more, y'all. NBA champion and legend Rasheed Wallace has chosen not to join the Lakers coaching staff. Why do you think the change of heart? Why? I mean, what do y'all think that's about? Lady T, you first. Ladies first.
I think it's attitude. First and foremost, clashing. I don't think that like Rasheed Wallace is one of those physical type people. Like, he's physical, in your face type people. And like, I don't know if that's gonna work with the Lakers because they so old. They all old and stuck in their ways. So ain't nobody gonna really want to listen. Ain't nobody gonna really want to listen to what he got to say. Now, if you got some little youngins, a whole bunch of youngins running over there, they get rid of all these old people and put some youngins in there, then he'll stay. Because he got something to offer the young people. He don't have anything to offer those older guys because they stuck in their ways. You can't old dogs. Yep. You can't teach them no new tricks. They don't want to learn. They pushing back on everything. They got something to say. They a cancer they just a cancer.
Yep.
So he figured, let me just go ahead and cut this off at the head, and I'm out.
And real quick, Rasheed is not going to play that la-la LeBron game.
That's
He's not going to play that game. He's not going to be a robot. He won't.
Nah. Mm-mm.
You said the la-la LeBron game. You said the la-la. I was thinking on the lines of Anthony Davis. I was thinking Rasheed as a big man and is remembered as a big man. I was thinking that he would, go and be the personal coach for Anthony Davis. I didn't really see
Let me say this. Like you said, I think also, like you said, Kel, as far as Anthony Davis. But Anthony Davis said, man, I don't want none of that. Rasheed was a fool. Man, I'm sorry. I don't want none of that. So I think I'm just kidding also, but I'm serious kidding. I think Anthony Davis had a pushback on that, you know. He didn't want none of that. Like Lady T say, you know, them old people, they stuck in their ways, and they definitely ain't trying to, especially Anthony Davis, he ain't trying to, I don't know if he's trying to work out, he ain't trying to get tough. He just don't want none of that challenge, you know.
We heard the comments that Kevin Garnett came out with that the basketball he's not even touching a basketball. Now with a comment like that coming out and the fact that Anthony Davis has said nothing in response to the comment, kind of like leads me to believe, okay, Garnett telling the truth here. How can you be a basketball player and you're not touching a basketball during the off season? You're not training, preparing yourself, and not just Michael Jordan, countless players. That Goodman League over in Berry Farms, look at here, man. That joint used to be like NBA number two for junior NBA, I'll say. For this DMV area, because it was nothing to see Allen Iverson, Stackhouse, all these guys, you know, at this place playing summer pickup, in a summer pickup game. So, you know, I'm left to believe how can you, as a basketball player, put in to the sport that's paying you. How can you do that? You know? And hey,
but if you love it so much, why not put all of it into it and you can get all the money in return for it? Congratulations, you win a championship, you win all kind of MVPs. You can win all kind of things if you put your whole effort into it. That means get in the gym, stay off of Twitter, get in the gym and do what you got to do to make your dreams come true. You live in your own. We living through you. And you don't even want to fulfill your own dreams. That's what be making me mad. Like, if you're not going to put your whole foot forward because mom and dad then got you all the way up. They put you through college. They did all of this stuff for you. Now you get on in the NBA and you want lollygag and play around. No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
Not my man.
You guys remember in our conversation last year when we were talking about this, I said to everybody that there's something about Anthony Davis. I can't put my finger in it. I don't want to call him out. And I was joking around and said that he had sugar in his tank. But that's not even it. There's something going on. He does not have the same desire that a champion should have. He doesn't have it. He's like, he's won his championship, and he's like, the heck with it, you know?
Exactly.
And that's not good. Let's go to 007. What's up, bro? What's up, Ron?
Hey, nothing chilling. Hey, I'm just going to push this pack of sugar to the side because I was going to add it to the Kool-Aid until I heard that comment.
I can't with him.
What's going on, y'all?
You don't need no sugar anyway.
Yeah, you're right. After that comment, I don't need none. I need some vegetables.
Get that green machine,
oh
boy. But go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, that green machine.
What,
that's right.
What are you thinking about this Rasheed Wallace deciding not to coach with the Lakers? I mean, we're just trying to figure out exactly what it was, man. Why did he change his mind?
Look, I already told y'all for the beginning, Rasheed Wallace ain't no coach. Man, all them technical fouls he had back then, that would pop. him being a coach would have been worse.
Technical foul. You are crazy.
He would have been thrown out of half of the game.
Exactly.
No, I think he would have stayed under control as the coach, at least more than he did as a player. I don't think we can expect the same emotion and intensity. Now, I do know that a lot of people can't decipher between the two, being a player or a coach. But I think Rasheed has enough sense to know, you know, I'm a coach now. I'm being watched for this and that and the third. I mean, you know.
Chill out.
Remember, hey y'all remember we was talking about the look, how you know he'll look at the referee. Remember the look?
He gonna bring the look back.
I got a solution for that. Look, he need to wear some sunglasses. That man need to wear some sunglasses. If he gonna coach, he need to wear some sunshades. Because if the referee going to look at the brown eyes, they're going to give him a tack.
But
so
the name Davis, I don't remember that. He's a little too sensitive, man. That was really quick. Cause I think he was a great player, man. He got a lot of things, but he just really got calls that was because of reputation, man. You know. He was a no-nonsense player, and he was just a hard player, man. You know, and you got to look at, I mean, some of the answers that Dennis Rodman did, he was nowhere near Dennis Rodman. And therefore, like I say, for a stare, come on, ref, give me a break, man.
world,
then back
man.
Then, you know, back
they
then the refs had some agendas. Back then, they was getting paid.
The
they were doing
y'all.
This and that. So,
real quick, y'all. Real quick, 49ers GM just confirmed that Deebo Samuel has signed, I mean, has arrived for OTAs entering his final year of his rookie deal. So he's that camp, Trey. He's that camp.
He is about to support the Panty Liners, man.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, is this breaking news? It's new right now.
Forgive me, sis. I don't mean no disrespect to you or anything, but your team won't matter.
I need to call
the paper. Are we sure?
Excuse me.
Are we sure?
That they don't matter?
What? No, are we sure stadium?
Oh, boy. And also, Seattle running back Chris Carson retires after 5 years. And Debo and I were having a conversation about that. And it's their offensive line, man. Seattle's offensive line, until these guys put some effort and attention into their offensive line, you're gonna have running backs going through that Marshawn Lynch syndrome. Don't want to be a part of it. Don't want to be around it. Get me away from it as soon as you possibly can. So Chris Carson retired. Now we're gonna take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Treats, I want to know what our folks online are saying. You know, what are their comments? All right, we're gonna check that out when we come back, y'all.
Two peas in the
Don't take me back to Mary Berry, Summer Job.
Man, that's all there.
Anna Carter Park, Malcolm X Day, when they had the bands playing.
Junkyard
would come with that rub it off.
River Fest. Yeah. And then the whole concert would be over. Then the whole concert would be over. Hey, how about the Hee Haw? And the
Hee Haw. Yeah, no doubt. Matter of fact, forgive me. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is why this show lit. This is why this show lit.
Hey, appreciate that. All right. Hey, listen, y'all. Who will start week one of the NFL season as the Carolina Panthers starting quarterback? Will it be Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield? Will it be Sam Darnold? Well, Carolina insiders are saying they don't think it's going to be Baker Mayfield. They saying Sam Darnold. Now, the coach is saying that there's going to be an open competition, that both of these guys are going to have a fair opportunity to win that starting job. But they're saying from what they've seen the Carolina insiders, Sam Donald looks further and more advanced than Baker Mayfield.
Interesting.
And either way you look at it, Carolina is in a good position as far as quarterbacks go. You know, they have two guys that they can rely on. They have two guys that can come in and take over that starting role. So we can't, you know.
Baker Mayfield is not losing. Remember, when he first started being a star quarterback, he came in as the backup from Tyrod Taylor anyway with Cleveland. So if Sam Donald was to win that job, or whatever the case is, he know what it takes to be that backup quarterback. You know, I'm not going to say they're going to make the playoffs if he ever, you know, saying come in or anything like that. But I'm sure that he'll give this team about 6 or 7 wins by him if he ever come in and, you know, as, you know, relief for Sam Donald.
Donald, been in North Carolina, he knows their system right now, so he has a head on Baker Mayfield. I think it's too soon, even though he looks good, I think it might be too soon to say Sam Donald is going to be your quarterback, because if they really had confidence in Sam Donald, they never would have brought Baker Mayfield in, an already established quarterback that's been in the league, to be your backup. You know, if they didn't really want to see, I don't think they're happy with Sam Donald down there.
Right.
And
that's what I was going to say.
So that's why, that's why it's an open competition, I feel. And you know me, I could be wrong as anything, but that's what I think.
But I'm going to back you up, though, 57, because I'm saying the same thing. Why would you bring two starters? Because they're both starters. Mm-hmm. They've already proved that. Mm-hmm. They both are starters. They can start anywhere they go right now for any team. They can start, both of them. So why would you do that if you're not confident in the coach that's in the Sam Donald? Right, he's a good quarterback, but he hasn't proved anything. Like when he was with the Jets, he was just they went okay.
Mm-hmm.
One or two games. I think they won 2 games.
Yep, something like that.
So my thing is, so that's my thing. That's my whole entire thing. Baker Mayfield, it's right there for him, like to win it all, because they don't have no trust in this man. Because if they did, why would they bring? That's like me bringing in Dak to my team. We bring in 2 quarterbacks. Why would you bring in a third if you ain't comfortable with the 2 you got? You see what I'm saying? So you got to be comfortable in your own skin, and they wasn't comfortable with his skin. Apparently, that's why they brought in Baker Mayfield.
So, I'm glad you brought that up, Lady Trees. So, is it a controversy in San Francisco as far as having Trey Lance and Jimmy G, or they going to start Jimmy G?
No, Trey Lance is starting, and they gave Garoppolo the green light to look for any teams if teams wanted to see him. But if they don't, then he's
going to
just stay with us.
Okay.
I think the difference there is, sis, that Garoppolo went to San Francisco knowing that Trey Lance was there, and eventually Trey Lance was going to be the man. That's what they wanted. So I think he knew that eventually they were going to come to this point where either he was going to stay there with them and accept a backup quarterback contract, or they were going to give him permission to look around and go someplace else.
Well, see, the thing was, Garoppolo was there already, and then we went and got Trey Lance. We even got up in the draft.
Yeah,
Garoppolo
was already there, and they went and got Trey Lance. So,
okay, I thought they drafted Trey Lance, Garoppolo's last season in New England.
Uh-uh.
Okay, my bad.
Remember you had a lot of people saying San Francisco just got Garoppolo. They're doing good with Garoppolo. Why would they go and get Trey Lance already. Why would they do that right now? You know, and it's been ongoing. It's been ongoing since the two were on the team, especially since Garoppolo emerged to the starter that he is. So
I ran out of my Ginkgo Biloba, so I can't remember a lot of stuff.
And that's how it happened. So I hope Garoppolo stays there and signs a backup contract. I do hope he do that. But they did give him the green light to, you know, seek other opportunities.
Well, we'll trade y'all Garoppolo for – we'll take Garoppolo and y'all can have Trubisky for your backup.
No, sir. Y'all can take Garoppolo and we'll take the money. We don't want nobody from y'all.
I can't believe you're 57. I heard Trubisky is doing good at camp, though.
He ain't doing great, though.
Man.
Every year you hear the same thing. Every team he's been to, Trubisky had a great preseason.
I know.
007. 007.
Yes, sir.
Stop watching Telemundo, okay? Come back to the regular ESPN, man.
Turn that
Telemundo. Not Univision. Not Univision.
No.
Get out. No, don't watch that. Don't watch that at all. They're going to tell you he's good. Mitchell Trubisky has not done good. He has not done good anywhere he's been. That's why he has bounced around as he has.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been good. So, yeah. And I think Mitchell Trubisky, seriously, I think he's just a space holder until this younger, what's that young quarterback name y'all
Pitt.
Got?
Kenny Pickett.
Pickett. Yeah, I think, I don't want to say Garoppolo. I think Trubisky is just a space holder. He's just acting as a space holder right now, seriously. You know,
well, Kale, let me ask you a question, Kale. Let me ask you and Lady T a question. How many teams in the NFL actually need a quarterback now? How many teams in the NFL do not have a good quarterback right now? You can name them on your hand.
I was going to say Seattle, too. They started the season with Geno Smith. Come on, man.
Yeah.
To the statement that you made, they ain't got no offensive line there.
Treece, you did not just say, all right, Treece.
I know, you know what?
You like him because he's in your division. You can count that as a win.
Yeah,
Teddy Bridgewater, good backup.
That's right. I love Geno.
Teddy Bridgewater is a good backup. Geno is a good water boy, okay? Geno is not even a good person, man.
He gets you 2-3 games, Geno,
hey, listen, man. Geno is not even a good person. Let's not forget him getting punched in the face by his teammate that paid for him to come down to the camp that he was sponsoring. And Geno not only wanted a way paid for him, but his boys, and then he doesn't show up. And his teammate was like, "Son, you gonna give me my bread?" And Geno was like, "Man, whatever. He also had that steak on his eye. That bag of ice on his lip and the steak on his eye.
There's
about five teams out there that might need a quarterback. And
you know what? Real quick, the Cardinals are showing they don't really have. Yes, Kyler Murray did sign for that contract, but there's a clause in his contract. If Kyler Murray doesn't perform a certain amount of hours of film study a certain amount of hours of proven study time, his contract is in jeopardy. His contract is in jeopardy. So I think we can put the Cardinals on that list as well.
He's going to play baseball.
Exactly.
He's going to play baseball.
So listen, they want him to study. But you gave him the money.
Yes.
Why?
This Madden quarterback, he's doing nothing at all
that y'all telling him to do, but y'all gave him $230 million.
Tell him again, sis.
All I'm going to say is weed has been legal in Arizona for a little while now. So, you know, somebody up there in Dublin. And
smoke it out the window.
You know what I mean? And that good comes through out of Phoenix and Arizona. I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, because I said the same thing, Tree. Why the heck did they give him his money? Why would they give him his money? If he had such a problem with studying that you have to put a clause in his contract to make him study.
And you can't trust him.
Wow.
Is that in a red flag? Listen.
Well, yeah, that means like they don't trust him.
And not only that, like, same thing as we in a relationship, and you keep punching me in the eye, right? But then I put all this makeup on top of it, so can't nobody else see it, and then we go out and we just kill him having fun. Like, y'all going to pretend that he ain't over there playing the game the whole day? Or when his son's playing the game instead of reading something, like Cat Williams say,
he was in the meeting with the Hollywood producers, and them bammers just sniffed coke right there in front of him, and he said,
exactly.
I can see you. It's right there on your nose.
It's on your nose, man.
It's like, come on, dude, you're not studying film. And they even tried to give him a little leeway by saying when the team is traveling after a game, they take the time to break down film then and study, you know, things that went on and look at their next upcoming opponent. But that's all he did. They have it to the point where his tablet, they can monitor how many hours he has it on studying the playbook.
Wow.
And that's crazy. That's crazy.
My brother Tang said it 2 weeks ago. Them owners got to be at fault because you let these guys sign these contracts, and then after they play a season, they decide, well, I don't want to be here no more. I want to go someplace else. Okay, let's negotiate. Hell no. You signed the contract for 4 years. You're going to play for 4 years.
Come on.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm not trading you nowhere. That's my money, and I gave you my money last year. Live up to your part of the bargain. I can't go with the players on this time because you knew what you was getting into when you came there.
What about
when you have a player who's outplayed that deal, who's outplayed that contract, who's thinking the next snap is not promised? I could get injured and lose everything.
If you're at the end of the deal, yes. But if you still in the middle of the deal, you ain't got no say-so until it's time to deal again.
Exactly.
You're still playing the hand that we already gave you.
To me, that puts the player in a catch-22. Because we all know in football, you have to go 100%. You have to. Anybody going less than 100 is a target out there. You're
I paid you for 5 years to go 110%. And when we put the paper down on the line, you looked at it. Your lawyer looked at it. You agreed that for 5 years,
and
you're going to give me 110% for this amount right here. And you was happy. You go out and play 1 year, and now because Joe Blow on the West Coast got more than you, you don't want to play for this no more. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
that's
that diva stuff
I do think that plays a part, and you're correct. That's wrong. It shouldn't be about that at all.
But
the majority of these players, they are speaking for themselves. They're thinking for themselves, their money. And they're using the player who plays, let's say, wide receiver on the West Coast. They're using him as a starting point. You know, this guy is making this, and I trumped him this season. I trumped him in catches, touchdowns, and receiving yards. So, you know, I outperformed this deal. Now, I'm with you guys. You know, you signed for it, play until what you signed for is complete. Or at least when you only have, like Debo Samuels, when you only have 1 year left. You know what I mean? Play that contract out, bro. You know, all this.
That's right.
All this,
yeah. All
like,
the way
like
out.
It's the NBA. Like it's the NBA, you know. No, I don't want to play here anymore. I need to be moved. I need to be traded. I need to be shipped out. Well, bruh, you haven't even given what you're obligated yet. You haven't.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who's looking at James
Juan
Harden
Soto.
With the Nets? Who's looking at James Harden with the Nets and saying, the Nets got all that they deserved from him as a player? I'll wait, because they didn't.
Oh,
they didn't.
I'll say it. You ain't got to wait. I'll say it. I'll say it. They got what they bargained for. I'll say it. They knew what he was bringing when they signed him. And then all of a sudden, once they didn't have the complement of all three players there, they had to find a scapegoat, and James Harden was the scapegoat. They knew how many points he was bringing to the game when they signed him, just like Philadelphia did. They knew what was happening. And now all of a sudden, James Harden is the scapegoat.
I think James Harden wanted out because Kyrie didn't fully commit. So
exactly.
Kyrie didn't fully commit. So he was only doing 50%. The away games at first. So he was like, no, man, that's what we signed up for. I mean, we supposed to be the three amigos. Come on, what's happening? And
hey,
then
a big part of that fell on him. A big part of that fell on him. And we've discussed it to nauseam. That's not what he came there for. That's not what he came there for. He came there for this, and you're telling him, you need him to do that. But, again, bruh, you still got, what, 2-3 years left on the deal that you just signed? Nah, bruh, I can't just let you out of this right now. I can't.
Thank
what
you.
Type of president
Thank
are you?
I don't even
want
to talk to you. First of all, I'm understanding, like, if you just signed the contract, right? You just signed the contract, and then you see 57 that got 20 million more than what you got. Man, you in your feelings because 57 got 20 million more than your contract say. Man, you all mad and discombobulated. Man, you want to bust into the office talking about, I want to trade. And guess what I said? We bust in the office, I want to trade. Bust your back out the office and sit down. Because I ain't even entertaining it. I'm not even entertaining it. Say how you want. I don't leave. Hey. I'm the billionaire, man. You not. I signed your check. So if you want to disappoint your coworkers, because them your coworkers that you play with, your teammates, if you want to let them down, because you ain't letting me down, you letting them down.
Let the fans down.
Go right ahead, sir. exit my office. Don't come back for 2 years.
Hey, Treat, you got any online comments in response to this?
No, not right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, back to football. These contracts are really starting to be tricky, and you have to have a very meticulous lawyer or representative to go over these contracts, because I'm pretty sure Kyler Murray didn't really look at the clauses that was in his contract. I can't see him willfully signing that. But then again, I mean, one thing about
the
Chiefs, they're gonna always try to find a way to cheat. So maybe he has it up his sleeve. I can pay this dude to read that. But then when you come on the field, bruh, it's not going to come to fruition. You're not going to even look like you read the play. You know?
Came back.
Kyler Murray is a prima donna. I wouldn't even want him on my team. I wouldn't want to play with that guy.
Be like game day. When the dude said, yeah, I gave him the playbook, and I put a $100 bill in the back of the playbook. And he dude faked him out, talking about, yeah, I read it. And this name asked him, well, what did you think when you got to the end? Oh, very interesting. I like the play. But there was the one guy who not only read it from cover to cover, he brought that $100 back to that coach and told that coach, I'll get this once I sign my contract. You hold on to that. I'll get this once I sign my contract. And it's just that simple. Kyler Murray has been loafing on his responsibility as a leader, on his responsibility as the starting quarterback, and they're calling him on it. They're calling him out on it. And he can't be mad. Mm-hmm. We can't be mad. You know what I mean? Dude,
but
if you're not doing your job, go ahead.
No, I was going to agree with you. If you're not doing your job, I was just agreeing right with you and saying, too, even with him signing that contract, they pointed that out to him.
Mm-hmm.
They not even pointed it out. They probably had it highlighted gave it to him. They probably highlighted it and said, make sure you read this section right here, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know that when a team offers you a contract, you and your team go off and have that contract for a few days, and you guys go page by page, word by word on that contract. So I don't know. I think the whole $231 million just overcame Kyler Murray. And the fact
can I say this?
Get your phone with the baby.
Can I say this? I haven't heard none of y'all say, like, he's betting on himself. Why nobody don't feel like he could bet on himself and get all of this money when he do play and do go through what he got to go through?
Why do that on yourself?
You cut and stuff. That's not like Kirk Cousins.
Why do that?
Why do you bet on yourself? But if you bet right there
to
play chess, give me all you got on the chess game. And then when you're ready to play checkers, go ahead and play checkers and bet on yourself. But right now, you bet to play football. Kyler Murray, what people don't know is that Kyler Murray was a number one pick to play baseball. He was a number one pick to play baseball or football. The reason why they put all that stuff in his contract, because his attitude is, hey, if I don't make it here, I go on back and play baseball. They said this last week. He's not a team player.
Yeah. You know, How can you bet on yourself if your mind is not even into your job?
That's speculation. They don't know where that man's mind is at. That's speculation. If
no,
he betting on himself right now with this contract, you see where his mind is at.
No.
Yeah,
and
the owners
did
too. That's why they put all those stipulations in there.
Exactly. They saw last season how the Cardinals lost, and Kyler Murray was out there like a chicken with his head cut off, not calling the plays, shooting the plays as they're written in the playbook. So he did all of this. He's already done it to himself. So now, bro, you're given an opportunity and a chance to improve. By doing what? Study the playbook, man. Study the playbook. If the play is designed to go to your X receiver, get it to the X receiver. Why are you looking on the Y side of the field? That's not where the play is supposed to go. And coaches are sticklers. Coaches are sticklers for that. Coaches feel like if I call this play, I feel that this is the play that's going to put us as a team in the best position. And I need, Drew, we've heard stories of coaches calling plays and players changing the play up, calling an audible. Well, guess what? That coach gives you not just that play that he sees, but the audible in case the defense lines up this way or that way. Kyler Murray wasn't even calling the audible, man, that went along with it. And we saw how Arizona got escorted right out of the playoffs.
We all going to have our own opinion. But if he signed this contract, clearly his mind is on doing what he got to do to fulfill this contract. How you going to – that's like if I come to this job – and they put all this in this job, and I say, F it. I'm not going to do whatever this job says, like, for this amount of money. That's like, y'all saying his mind, like, I don't even get how y'all say the mind state isn't where it's supposed to be at right now. Him signing this contract, putting his mind state where it should be at right now. I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about right now when he signed that deal, he read through it, his mind state, you can wake up the next day and change your mind state.
Here's the thing, though, D. He just signed the contract, D. They put the stipulations in there because they wanted to see if he was willing to change his mind and dedicate to the thing
right.
Because he didn't do it last year. So you're right, D,
right.
In what you're saying. But we all got to see if just this year he want to dedicate himself to what he said he was going to do on paper.
Right.
Going back to what your mom said, okay, Arizona is crazy. You're going to give this man this much money, and you guys are skeptical on what he's going to do, how he's going to produce. That's crazy. It's not about Kyler Murray betting on himself. Because when you're talking about this amount of money, the past and how he's performed and what he's done is all you can go off of. You can't go off of the future. You can't go off of what you want him to do, what you think he should do.
How you going to say you can't go off the future when they do it all the time? They go off people's potential. It's called potential. I got a potential that you can do this.
Guess when that is.
Speculation.
There are no question marks. When there are no question marks.
They had question marks on Lamar Jackson. That's why he was the last MVP quarterback to get signed. Like, he should have been signed a contract extension.
Okay, but guess what? Baltimore had questions. Wait a minute, Darius. If a team has questions, they're going to hold back the money or they're going to add clauses in that contract. And the first time that you don't live up to that contract, they're going to deduct from you. They're going to take from you. Now, I get what you're saying. He's betting on himself. Well, guess what? The team is already saying, we don't think you're going to do it. We're not betting with you. We're putting our money down. You're betting, but we're putting our money down, and we expect production. You got to get that up, bro.
So
you got to get
how,
that
how
up.
How you going to say this? How you say the team is? How you say they expect production, but then you say they not? They betting against them. That's a contradiction.
No, they're not betting against him. They're not betting
against
him.
He just said it. I'm going
to say, here's your contract.
Out his mouth.
Now, if you do these things, if you do these things, and these things, we're going to give you more towards your contract. But if you don't, we can't give you this. That's all they're saying. They want you exactly. Incentive. That's what they're doing. See? And if you live up to these incentives, we're going to give you all of this money. But right now, you haven't shown us that you're willing to go the extra step to be the starting quarterback for our team and take us to a Super Bowl. We're not betting against you. We're asking you to step up. And we'll give you this if you step up. That's all.
Yep. We're paying you to be great. Can you be great?
Using the motivator. Like they should do Anthony Davis. You know, I don't know what motivation he need, but he's used for motivation, like you guys are saying.
That's right. That's right. He's right. Ted is right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. If the team was 100% in belief in Kyler Murray, they wouldn't have put those clauses in his contract. They wouldn't have.
And don't forget the dude is not even 30 years old yet. What is he, 26, 25, 26?
Dude's
still growing up.
Even 30. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
everybody gets clauses.
57 used, the word 57 used, fluff. That NFL contract can be fluff as well. And, yes, everybody does get clauses. But how many people get these type of clauses? Well, you got to
we don't know. We don't know. He's
how
the
many
biggest.
People have been reported?
Who's the
how
youngest?
Many times
who's
has
the
been
youngest?
Reported?
Biggest? We don't
how
know.
How many times? Listen.
We
listen.
Don't know.
If,
we don't know.
If this was,
because we
if
know
this
the quarterback
situation.
Hold on, let me say this. Let me
in
say
the
this
past,
before y'all speak.
They've been, huh?
Gilbert Arenas literally just said players have contracts and all this inside their contracts. They
love
out.
To give
an arena. Hey,
oh, my God.
You're literally.
Give an arena. Hold on. I always say give an arena about
guy.
Everything.
I just
Gary,
said.
Gary,
I
mean,
bro, it's another
Gary's,
guy on the show also.
Proving,
I can't think of his name. He literally just
Gary's
said it.
Proving our point. If Gilbert Arena
what
said
point
that
am
these
I,
type of things, if Gilbert Arena said that these type of things are in a contract, then we know. There have been players that this has been a part of their contract. There have been
you
players.
You just asked
who,
me the name
who,
player.
No, I didn't
no,
ask
I
you
think,
the name player. I didn't ask you the name player.
You said
what
who
I
else?
Said
you,
was,
kept
was,
saying, who else? You kept saying who
what
else?
I said, no. You see, you're talking so fast and thinking of your response. That you're not hearing what I'm saying. That's what that is. You got to slow down, bro, and hear what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I didn't ask you to name players who had this type of clause in their contract. I said I'm sure that there has been players with this type of clause in their contract. This is the first
time. You did
time
not say that. You said who else? That's what you kept saying. You said who else, and you said who else was reported. That's what you were saying. You said who else was just reported. That's what you were saying. How you forget this? You literally
why would I ask you who else? Why would I ask you who else when I know that this has not been a report on anybody since the inception of the NFL? Why would I ask you?
I'm going to go back and listen. We can keep going.
I'll be able to get those 3 minutes back.
You know, the whole point about it, listen, if these people had the confidence in Kyler Murray, they wouldn't have put these clauses in his contract. I recall Dez Bryant with the Cowboys. They had some crazy clauses in his contract.
Yeah.
Pac-Man Jones.
He couldn't smack
Pac-Man
his mama
Jones.
No more.
Yeah. Pac-Man Jones couldn't go to the strip club. Pac-Man wasn't allowed to go to the strip club no more. You know?
Yeah.
So,
who was the dude that couldn't steal no more underwear? Remember
yeah,
they had to do the underwear?
They told him
not
go to the strip club. He went to the strip club to his house.
Yeah, exactly.
That
was just to be terrible,
man. Yeah, there have been all type of clauses, but one thing we all can say, if you look at the clauses, the players brought it on themselves. Why? Because these are situations that the team that have been reported on these players. You know, Pac-Man Jones knows you can't go to the strip club. Yeah, exactly. Pac-Man, you can't go to the strip club.
Like Jay Will did. He stopped people from riding motorcycles. That's why can't nobody ride a motorcycle while they're under contract.
Yeah, hey, ask LeVar Arrington about that. Ask LeVar Arrington.
Jay Will almost lost his life, though.
Yeah,
I know LeVar Arrington got in some trouble with it, but I know Jay Will almost lost his life.
LeVar Arrington lost his contract and all of that money because he was in an accident on a motorcycle. And they told him it's
Jay Will still messed
in
up
your
in
contract.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. And,
one
and
leg longer than the other.
He ain't going crazy.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Question?
Yeah,
I have a question. Is that after the fact when he left? Is that the after the fact when he left the Redskins? He took a pay cut with the Giants.
Yes.
When he got in the motorcycle accident.
Yes, it is.
Oh boy, yeah.
Well, if you remember, Michael Jordan couldn't play pickup basketball when he went home on vacation. He couldn't play pickup basketball. He had to go back to the front office and argue with them to allow him to play pickup basketball because they didn't allow that in the NBA. Or did the Bulls
do? Hey, Ted. When y'all was balling.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan, I forgot who else it was. Showed up where y'all was balling at. Mike stood his iPods on that sideline and just watched y'all play. And we all know Mike loved basketball. We all know he loved basketball.
Yep.
But like, as 57 said, part of his deal, no, he can't. And moving forward, you know, moving on to the next phase of basketball, he couldn't risk getting injured. No, man. I'm destined for greatness. Nah, I can't risk that. Go ahead, Ted. Go ahead. What were you about to say?
You're right. That was when him and that was when Mike just came out of, you know, college and stuff. He wasn't with the Bulls yet. You know what I mean? So that's why I was, like I said, it was all up to the man. You want some of this because I always challenge Doc. But anyway, he became the great Mike. But like you guys say, they don't want to risk no injury and all that. They came, some stipulations were, you can't do this, but I think Mike had the stipulation for the love of the game where he could, at his discretion, play because he did used to play summer league, you know what I mean, and stuff. And then like Kevin Garnett said, when he was he used to play up in this penthouse like place in this big high rise apartment building and stuff, and they used to have a gym up in that joint. So they would Mike and them would play. You know, so and that's when Kevin Garnett had his first initiation with Mike and stuff when he was just, just still in high school and stuff. So, but yeah, you guys are right, man. Totally, they don't want to hurt that.
No,
you're
right,
man.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
That
But you know, they won't even let these guys. It's so the contracts are so stupid. Some of them are so stupid. Like, they won't even let them sign autographs. Like, they can't sign autographs. They can't give out nothing. They can't. They put them in a bubble, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, team, when you give your autograph away, that's merchandise. And you're a representative of this team. You're just giving away merchandise. These people make money off of your signature. These people make money off of your signature.
It was a little kid saying, can I have your autograph? Well, he's not selling it. He's not reselling. I can see if they were somewhere where it was a whole bunch of merchandise and he was just signing his name to all of it and then they was going to resell it, then that's something different. But if you got a little kid, 8 or 9 years old, looking up to you, been looking up to you, want to be you, got a basketball, football, and anything, and you telling them, you just walking past them like you don't see them?
That 8 or 9 year old came up there by himself.
That 8 or 9 year old
came up to that camp by himself. No adults were with him.
But they killed.
His mother was right there. His mother was going to put him over there and say, "Go get the autograph."
Right. Can I chime in on that one? Because you know how I feel about that one.
That's just not good. That's just not good business. It's not a good look, and it's not a good business.
Hey,
okay,
Lady
T.
I totally agree with you because check this out. Now, like you said, you're a fan of the person, this and that. Now, I sat there next to Wes Unseld. Okay, we had the All American game. Now, I'm checking out D. Brown and that played with Illinois, that played with Washington also and stuff. So that's one of my little youngins and stuff. So anyway, me and my daughter sitting next to Wes. Unseld, and I'm a big fan of Wes. I watched him, like I said, when I was 13, 78, 79, and went back-to-back and played Seattle. They split, you know what I mean? So he got the overhead pass and all that. So bottom line, big fan. Asking for autograph, man, the man would not give me an autograph. I wouldn't try to sell it or nothing. I was going to keep it in my namesake because I didn't get several, you know, pros autographs and stuff, you know, from Vince Evans, used to be a quarterback from the Chicago Bears when he came to the rec center, you know, and what have you, you know. So I really felt, I'm like you, man, come on, bro. You know, I'm a big fan. That's, you know, it's a lifetime. I never see you again. It's an opportunity. I'm sitting right next to you, man. I'm not sitting rows up. I didn't have to come down and come to you. Man, I'm sitting over, I literally lean. My daughters were between us. I'm sitting there, my daughter, then you. You know what I'm saying? And you couldn't do that? Wes, come on. So that's why I feel some type of way towards Wes Unseld.
Exactly.
You know?
So,
but I agree with you totally. You know? A kid
looks
up to you. That's
the beat. So sad. He was looking so defeated. Like, the little boy was looking like, oh, my. Like, he was all the left out of that little boy. Like, he was.
You're right. That could crush his dream. That can crush his dream. That can really have a lasting effect on any kind of way. You don't ever, especially nowadays with these youngins, you know, in a lot of things affect them, you know.
It can also motivate them.
Michael Jordan is a great basketball player. Because as a human being, he stinks.
Yeah, he stinks. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. He saying all his friends of another nation, all his friends. He don't like none of us, for real.
He stinks, man.
He don't like us at all.
Mike political. He do what he have to do. And I totally agree, you know. And now what I'm saying, as far as physical, he smiling, he face, he do what he have to do. But then, like you say, he don't want to deal with us. You see what he married, because he used to be married to Juanita. To Juanita, boom. She was the light skin, so he accepted that. But then he left her for what?
Come on, y'all.
That's true.
Come on.
And
you know what?
You know, Mike, my man, 50 grand. But
we are going. We got to wrap it up on that. Come on, Lady T.
Nobody.
Kelly Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. You guys, we love you guys so very much. Kelly Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today. more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Killer, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and you guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and follow us there. You guys be safe. Happy birthday, Kill, once again. Happy anniversary, Ted. Everybody else, be safe.
Hey, I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, dude.
No, I'm finished. It was on you.
Okay. Okay. Hey, if you love them, they should know. That's all I'm going to say. You love them, they should know. We'll check y'all out Thursday. All right?
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, father, dead. With kids and I wish fair. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I claim that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I wish when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Features out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretches in the planner. Watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own, I don't camera stakes, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the light of day, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, I DNA.